December 20, 1936, the divine fiat made a virgin to be conceived in each creature, so that each one might have a mother for himself. Endowment that God gave to the virgin. Triumphs and victories of God. Triumphs and victories of the virgin, with which all creatures are endowed. My highest good, Jesus, keeps me as though immersed within the great prodigy of the sovereign queen, and it seems he has the intent of wanting to speak of what God operated in this great lady. And assuming a festive attitude, and with unspeakable joy, he says to me, "Listen to me." Continuing on with the same topic that is written above, "My blessed daughter, the prodigies are unheard of. The surprises I will narrate to you will cause all to be astounded. I feel the need of love to make known what we have done with this celestial mother, and the great good that all generations have received. Well then, you must know that in the act of conceiving this holy virgin, our divine will, which possesses everything and embraces all with its immensity, and possesses the all-seeingness of all possible and imaginable beings, as well as its exclusive virtue, that whenever it operates, it does universal works. As soon as it conceived her, with its creative virtue it called all creatures to be conceived in the heart of this virgin. But this was not enough for our love. Giving unto the most incredible excesses, it made this virgin to be conceived in each creature, so that each one might have a mother all for himself, and they might feel her maternity, her love, in the depth of their souls, such that, while she keeps them conceived within herself, as more than her own children, belocating herself, she is conceived in each creature, to place herself at their disposal, to raise them, guide them, free them from dangers, and with her maternal power, feed them the milk of her love and the food with which she herself is nourished, that is, the divine fiat. Our will, having free life in her, its total dominion, with its power called all into the celestial creature, to have the joy of seeing all enclosed in her, so as to hear her say, "My children and yours are all enclosed in me already, therefore I love you for all." Then our will be located her in all and in each one, so as to feel in each soul the love of this, our daughter, all beautiful and all love. We can say, there is not one creature within whom she did not take on the commitment of loving us. Our fiat elevated her so high as to give her everything, and from the very first instant of her life, we constituted her queen of our fiat, queen of our love. And when she loved us, in her love we could feel her maternity, harmonizing the love of all creatures, and, oh, how beautiful she was, as she formed one love out of all. How she wounded us! She delighted us into making us feel ourselves languishing. Her love disarmed us, it made us see all things, heavens, sun, earth, seas and creatures, covered and hidden within her love. Oh! How beautiful it was to see her and hear her, acting as mother in each creature. And forming in them her sea of love, she would send her notes, her arrows, her loving darts to her Creator. And acting as true mother, she would bring them to us, unto the foot of our throne, within the sea of her love so as to make us look at them, to incline us toward them. And with the strength of the our divine volition, she would impose herself on us, she would place them in our arms, she would make us caress them and kiss them, and would make us give surprising graces. How many sanctities were formed and impetrated by the celestial mother! And in order to be sure, she would leave her love as their guard. Furthermore, you must know that from the very first instant of the life of this celestial creature, our love was so great that we endowed her with all our divine qualities. Hence, she had our power, wisdom, love, goodness, light, beauty, as her endowment, and all the rest of our divine qualities. Indeed, to all creatures, in issuing them to the light of day, we give our endowment. None of them is born if she is not endowed by her Creator. But because they move away from our will, it can be said that they don't even know it. On the other hand, this Holy Virgin never moved away. She lived perennial life within the interminable seas of our fiat, Therefore she grew together with our attributes, and as she formed her acts within our divine qualities, so did she form seas of power, of wisdom, of light. We can say that by living with the knowledge of us, we gave her continuous lessons on who her Creator was, and she grew in our knowledges and got to know so much of the Supreme Being, that no angel or saint could reach her. On the contrary, they are all ignorant compared to her, because no one grew and lived life together with us. She entered into our divine secrets, into the innermost hiding places of our divine being with no beginning and with no end, into our joys and everlasting beatitudes. And with our power, which she held in her power, she dominated us and exercised lordship over us. And we let her do it, even more, we delighted in her lordship, and in order to render her more happy, we gave her our chaste embraces, our smiles of love, our condescension, saying to her, "Do whatever you'd like." The love of our will toward the creatures and its great desire to have them live in it is so great, that if it obtains this, it launches them into an abyss of graces, of love, to the point of drowning them. So much so, that the human littleness is forced to say, "Enough, I am drowned now. I feel I am being devoured by your own love, I can take no more." Now you must know that our love is not yet content, it never says enough. The more it gives, the more it wants to give. And when we give it as our feast, we set the table before one who loves us and press her to stay with us, to live life together. Now, my daughter, listen to another prodigy of our fiat in the celestial creature, and how she loved us and rendered her maternity extendable to all creatures, in each act she did, if she loved, prayed, adored, if she suffered, in anything, even the breath, the heartbeat, the step, because our fiat, our supreme being, was present, it was triumphs and victories that it achieved in the acts of the Virgin, and the celestial lady triumphed and was victorious in God, in each instant of her admirable and prodigious life. These were triumphs and victories between God and the Virgin. But this is nothing. In fact, acting as true mother, she called all her children, and covered and hid all of their acts within hers, and she covered them with her triumphs and with her victories, endowing them with all of her acts together with all her victories and her triumphs. And then, with a tenderness and a love such as to break hearts and make us feel conquered, she would say to us, "Adorable Majesty, look at them, they are all my children. My victories and my triumphs belong to my children, these are my conquests that I give to them. And if the mama has won and triumphed, so have her children won and triumphed. And she obtained so many triumphs and victories in God, for as many acts as all creatures would do, so that all might be able to say, 'I am endowed with the acts of my Queen Mama.' And as a seal, she has invested them for me with the triumphs and victories that she achieved with her Creator. Therefore, whoever wants to become a saint finds the endowment of his celestial mother and her triumphs and victories, to be able to reach the greatest sanctity. One who is weak finds the strength of the sanctity of his mama and her triumphs in order to be strong. One who is afflicted or suffering finds the endowment of the pains of his celestial mother in order to obtain the triumph and victory of resignation. The sinner finds the victory and triumph of forgiveness. In sum, all find in the Sovereign Queen the endowment, the support, the help for the state they are in. And, oh, how beautiful it is the scene most moving, enrapturing and enchanting, to see this celestial mother in each creature acting as their mama. We feel her loving and praying in her children. This is the greatest prodigy between heaven and earth, a greater good we could not give to the creatures. Now, my daughter, I must tell you of a sorrow of the celestial mother, in the face of so much love, the ingratitude of creatures. This endowment that she gives with so many sacrifices, and to the heroism of sacrificing the life of her son God, with so many atrocious pains, some don't even know it. Some take only a small interest, 3, and conduct a life poor in sanctity. Oh! how she suffers in seeing her children poor. To possess immense riches of love, of grace, of sanctity, because hers are not material riches, but the riches of the celestial mother are riches such that she laid down her life in order to acquire them, and for her to see that her children do not possess them, and keeping them without the purpose for which she acquired them, is a continuous sorrow. And this is why she wants to make known this great good to all, because if it is not known, it cannot be possessed. And since she acquired these endowments by virtue of the divine fiat that reigned in her and loved her so much as to let her do whatever she wanted, and reach wherever she wanted to reach for the good of creatures, it will therefore be my divine will reigning that will make creatures aware of these celestial endowments and will let them take possession of them. Pray, then, that so great a good may be known and wanted by creatures. Fiat.